assume it's Rabbanan, it's that way. That it's going to be tied down. We're in Perek Shmini in the Tanya. And the Bnei Soscher says, not only are you not going to be able to use your Torah and your Tefillah to elevate you, but it does the opposite, says the Bnei Soscher. You're feeding into the Sitra Achor, into the Koyach of Tumah, Torah and Tefillah. You're giving it Ruchnius. It's going to the other side. It's like being fed to the womb. Because the food that you ate before you learned was Usser. Now he goes on and he says the following. We have to try to start on time. We could. Sorry, it's just especially have slichas. We bring on foreigners over here. I give out. Shalom aleichem. Baruch haba. How are you? Nice to see you. Okay, let's give you some background up here. We're getting some chairs from upstairs. No one wants to sit around. But you would want to give him a Tanya? Totally a Tanya. Rabbi Rosenberg, I'm sorry that we're gonna do some chazara. Here we go. We're gonna start again from the beginning. Rabbi Isai. Chilas Kvod, we have now almost as many people that weren't here from the beginning as there were. Here we go. Parakhes. V'oid zois b'macholois asuris. I don't feel like we could stress this enough, so we could keep doing it over and over again. It gives me shivers when I think about eating something that I'm not supposed to eat. When it comes to macholos asuris, we were talking about last week about a person having illicit relations and about the chet of moitzi zera levatola and how to do the tikkun on that. But now we're talking about food. That was about bias asuris. Now macholos asuris. Shelakach nikroim b'shem isur. A person that eats something that's usur, beloy hoida. What's meant beloy hoida? Doesn't even know. It has a hechsher on it. He thinks it's okay. Everyone's eating there. L'shem shomayim. He's even eating there as a mitzvah. La'avod Hashem b'koyach achilahu, and he's eating there for the purpose that he wants to serve Hashem. V'gam po'al v'chei gam v'osaken. He even managed to do that. He davened to Hashem. He learned. He got his strength. He got his chiyus. He got his nourishment from this achila of iser. Ein hachiyus shebo oile umislabeches betevas hatoyev atvila kamoyahet. Doesn't work. A person wants to learn Torah, wants to perfect himself. He wants to connect his neshama to the Torah and the tefila, and it doesn't work because it's iser. It's tied down. The chiyus that's in that food is tied down. It's locked into the hands of dark forces. From the three klipas, which are tum, we mentioned there's four klipas. One klipa, which is called klipas noiga, which is shaykh to Klal Yisrael. The other three klipas are shaykh to umas ha'olam, and those are the klipas of Asha, Narafel, all of the darkness, the dark forces. We're not going to go into that right now. Va'afilu hu isur d'rabbanon. We're going to try to get back to him. Noiga is something like in the middle. We're going to talk about it a little. We'll try to get into it, okay? Afilu isur d'rabbanon. Even if it's only asur d'rabbanon. Shechamurim divrei sofrim yosrim divrei Torah. There's a more dika maisa. Just cut in for a second. I could show it to you if you want to see it, about how a person wasn't able to learn and the Reb Kiva Eger pegged him and said he ate something that was treif. He ate something because the Ger Rebbe said that no one should eat from this Shechet Shechita because the get was bad. It was a Zivig Shein. It's a whole story, and he couldn't learn because of that. And Kivega, he pegged it. I don't know, I'm going to say it was a Nevi, so it was Chacham Adaf Minavi, and how the person got rid of the Timtum Halev that he had inside of him. I'll call upon him. Lochain, I could show you the story if you want. Gam Hayetzer Hora. This is the shade. This is the power that comes from Nuchroin is Goyim. Nuchri. Their nefesh comes from these three dark forces, these three klipos. That's where the Goyim come from. And the Yetzahara for Adverus is Goyishkeit. But now, this is where it's Mamash Apella.
It has a taiva for
Averis.
For Machol Asurim.
That's coming from being connecting to the three klipas, Nuchroi. Masha'ein Kein, B'Yetzahara, the Koyach HaMis'avel Advorim HaMutarim. There's another Yetzahara, which is a person wants steak, ribs, pulled beef, sushi, whatever it is. It's kosher. It's wrong term. Oh, but it's a taiva. He lusts. He just wants to fulfill his taiva, go from one pleasure, decadent pleasure, to another decadent pleasure. Hushed mishedin yehudain. This is a Yiddish hushed. Lefisha yochel lachzor lakedusha kedelael. You could bring it back to kedusha. We spoke about this. It's a shade. There's two different types of yetzaharas. There's one yetzahara which is a yetzahara for yoni iser, doing something that's usher. There's another yetzahara, which is a yetzahara to do divrei reshus shaloi l'shem shamayim. Person eats something not in order to serve Hashem. He eats something because he enjoys it.
Anytime
you want to enjoy something, anytime a person wants to enjoy something, he's feeding now a shade. Shade Yehudayim, which he says is efshar lachzor l'kedusha. You can bring it back. How do you bring it back? If with that koyach that you got from that food, you go and you learn Torah and you daven. So he says previously, then you've managed to bring back that achila to the side of kedusha. You managed to do that.
Is it really is a shade? I mean,
what?
A shade is like is.
It just means a power. That's what it means. And he says the following thing. He says. Down at the bottom, Pinchas Friedman brings the following thing. There's two different types of mechamas that Klal Yisrael has to fight. There's one thing called mechames mitzvah, and there's another thing called mechames reshus. When Klal Yisrael is conquering Eretz Yisrael, there's mechames mitzvah and mechames reshus. And we all know, this is like the classic, kiseitze la mechama aloivecha. Who's your big enemy? Yetzer hara. So he brings, in the back, from one of the tzaddikim, I'll tell you who he brings from. He says, what does that mean? It means from the Avnei Nezer. He says, there's a Mochames mitzvah. That's the Yetzahara Nuchra'a, which is Averois. You have to fight that. You have to fight that war. There's the Mochames Rishus. There's a Mochem of, you're allowed to eat steak. It's got an Edah Haredes, Hechsher, Rabbi Rubin's Hechsher. It's got great, this is kosher 100%. Oh, but it's a Mochames Rishus. There's still a Mochem there.
Even if you make a bracha on it?
Even if you make a bracha on it. It says, if you're eating for Taiva, so then you're feeding the side of klipa inside of you. Klipas noiga, klipa, and even if you use that for a better night seder, he's going to say soon, still going to cause you something called chibut hakever. I'm going to see what that is. It's going to have, you're going to pay a price. Even if you say, this, I'm not going to eat that. Again, if he's eating it l'shem shamayim totally, so then it's a mitzvah. But if he's eating it for taifa, but after he finishes eating for Taiva, he goes and he learns night center and he davens and all that stuff. So he managed to pull it back to the side. He like cleaned off the dust, I guess the best way to say it. But there's still something there. Still got to go to the laundry. That's called Chibut HaKever. We're going to see. He's going to talk about
it. The rest of it was still in
the salad. Right?
The rest of it was in the salad.
The rest of it was in the salad, but there's something still that's left over. Right. He says, he says the following thing, and he says that this is amazing, and we'll see it. He brings in the bottom from the Ber Mayim Chaim, and listen to this Amar de Gazach. He says, if a person does not force himself to rein in his taivas heter. If you don't force yourself to rein in your taivas, bidover hamuter. Memela chas v'shalom korv hu shelo yisgaber al yitzroy l'davar ha'iser. If a person is the whole time, I need this, I need that, and kosher with a badatz hechsher, with a hechsher, whatever hechsher, but if a person doesn't have self-control, he's going to end up doing others. You're feeding the koyach of shade. Shade of Yehudai, but one leads to the other. That's the way the Yetzahara goes. That's what he does. And a person thinks, what's wrong? What's the problem? Everything's a good hechsher. Everything's so that's heter, it's mutter. That's the danger. That's the way the Yetzahara hooks you. He starts with a dover mutter. So let's keep going. Ach mikol makom. koydem shechazer lekedusha. He ate a davar taiva. Was it treif? No. Was it taivadik? Yes. So now he's got to somehow bring it back to kedusha. Koydem ach mikom akom. Koydem shechazer lekedusha. Hu sitra achara veklipa. Before he brings it back, it's still klipa. It's klipas noiga, but it's klipa. V'gam achar kach, harshima mimenu nishar dovek baguf. Even afterwards, you cleaned it out, but it's still left. There's still a little bit of dirt in the guf. Liyois ki mikol machol umashke nase teikof damu basar mi b'saroi. Immediately, whatever he ate is going into his blood and going into his flesh. That's why the guf needs something called chibut hakever. Chibut hakever is like, let's say a person has a rug. The rug has like dust in it. You have to whack the rug. So too, you got to get out whatever's in the guf. It's inside. You can brush it off the top, right? But there's still stuff that's remaining. Therefore, that's called chibut hakever. It's like your, it says on the bottom, it's you're hitting it with sticks, shall ash of fire, kiderach sha'ich and betalis, mishtake toysav. A person has to shake out a talis, right? A rug, a talis, whatever it is.
Is there any rectifying it while you're alive?
Doesn't seem like it. Maybe tshuva ahava. Tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava. I think. You spoke about it? Tshuva me'ahava. Okay? In the meantime, a person, again, let's get it clear. A person is eating kosher food, but he's being indulgent. He does that. So then, if he goes and after he indulges, he learns night seder, he uses that. So he now took the chius to the tzad of toif. He took it away from the sitra achara. But still, there remains some sort of impression. And you need chibra kever, lena koisa, to clean it. L'taharoi, to purify it. Mitumasoi, shikabel behanos olam hazeh, that he got because he indulged in this world. V'ta'anugav mitumois klipas noiga v'sheidim yehudoin. We're not talking about nuchra. This is sheidim yehudoin. Still, it's the dark force. The dark side of the whatever. Ela imkein mishaloi nene me'olam hazeh kol yomav kirabeinu HaKadosh. Unless you were not nene from olam hazeh your entire life, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh does not need chibut hakever. Rabbeinu Kodesh was able to hold up his hands and say, "This is Nana from this world." Even though Rabbeinu Kodesh was a fabulously wealthy man, and he ate some very, very special delicacies, delectables, but when he ate them, what was he doing? Everything was l'shem shemayim. Everything was l'shem avoyim. He was totally in control. Then, it's not the pshat he had to pull it back because he afterwards had a good night seder. When he did it with all of the lishma l'shem shemayim. Yeah. Okay. Ve'al dvorim betelim beheter. Now, we started off with, last week we spoke about illicit relations. We spoke today about eating things inappropriate. Now we're talking about dvorim betelim. Words. Speaking words that are dvorim betelim. Beheter. What does that mean? Dvarim behetim. Kigoyin amoret sheini ochol lilmoit. An amoret that can't learn. What happens if he's not an amoret? There's no such thing as dvarim betelim beheter. If he's not an amoret, so what should he be doing right now? Learning. If he is an amoret, so he can't learn.
Should learn what's right.
He can't learn. We're talking about, you know, there weren't art schools in those days. So I can't just learn. So right now, there's no option. He can't learn. What should he do? Dvarim betelim.
He's assuming only dvarim betelim by amoretz.
That's right. Let's see it again. Al dvarim betelim beheter. What's an example of dvarim shmuz? You allowed a shmuz. The answer is the only situation of dvarim betelim beheter kigoyin amoretz sheino chalil moed. And even him. Tzorech letaher nafsho mitumazu de klipazu. It's a klipa. This is klipas noiga. Al yode gilgula bikaf akela. It's a new one. Now he's not going to get chibud akever. He's going to get something else. He's going to get something called kaf akela. Okay? I'm not 100% certain what that is, but it sure scares the wits out of him.
get slingshotted across the world.
It's like, yeah, you get shot like back and forth, like throwing rocks and stuff. We're gonna see. Aval diburim asurim kemoi leitzonis v'loshen horav kiyotze behen. Mishalosh klipas tmes legamri. Ein kafakela levado moyo letaher. We'll not have it too much in nefesh. Rak tricha leire legehenom. Because that's asur.
What's the difference? Vechein,
hold on. Misha efshaloi lasoik batoiro. Veoisek bidvarim betelim. I told you, I don't know who I told, but this is the high road right here. If you can learn Torah, and you sit in shmuz, and you could be learning Torah. Ein kaf hakele levadoi moyil. It's not enough that he should be slingshot all over the world. Linafshoi limoroko lezakiko. That will not cleanse it. That will not purify it. Rak oinshim chamurim shemanishim albitol Torah beprotius. Levad oinish haklali lechol bitul mitzvah zaseh machmas atlus. Aside for the bitul mitzvah, they have all the other averis that he gets for being lazy. Over here, he's got special bitul Torah because that is begehenim shel shelik emavur b'mokom acher. This has got a special gehenim for you.
What's the difference between?
Will you hold on a second? A person who is capable of learning and does not learn. He's got special Gehenna. Now what about a person who can't learn? He can't learn. So, and he's just schmoozing. The schmoozing is like a person who's eating something. Similar, not the same. We're going to get back to Baruch and say, it's similar to eating Basar Taiva. For what purpose? Because I enjoy it. Why are you schmoozing for? Why not? What else should I do right now? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's right? Nothing's right. Ooh. That's already Sitra Akhora Klipas Noiga. Now that needs, and over here, for some reason Chibad HaKever doesn't work. Now we need Kafakela. Whatever that means. And then there's Gehenom. What are you talking about?
I'm just curious, what's the difference between Dvarim Telem and Dvarim Asurim? Wouldn't the Telem lead into Asurim? Like it's one.
No, Dvar Matel is just schmoozing. We sit around schmoozing. We're talking politics. We're talking about stocks. We're talking about dinner. We're talking about what we're doing on vacation. We're talking about blah, 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 blah.
But can't that come to...
It could. It could, but it doesn't automatically. Right? We said, just like any time a person starts off with something heter, it can eventually evolve into Isra. That's the way it's how it works. But stam schmoozer, right? So...
It's every time that the person can learn, or it's just the chiyuv like be'agiso be'yom u'balayla.
Listen to this. It says the following thing. Oh, Gemara in Yuma daf Yutes Amud Beis. Hasach sichas chulin. What does that mean? Oiver ba'asei shenema v'dibarta bum v'loy b'dvarim acherim. It's an aver. En lecha heter stam ledaber. Stam. What's a stam? You know who speaks stam? Women. Because women have no chiv talmud Torah. They can talk. Tisha kavim shel sicha. They talk. En baya. No problem. But you? V'dibartabam?
It's all the time.
All the time. Not only all the time. If you're not learning, tishtok.
Who says
tishtok? Mapitom. Stop talking. For what reason? Okay, now already you're going into that he's doing it the Shem Shamayim.
Yeah,
the same reason a person has to eat.
Focused every time.
The author says, yeah. Mishkinvitz.
Who's the one that says ma'ad stuff like?
Yeah, Pasha needs to. I need to be able to clear my head. Adarabba. So then a person's doing it for a purpose. Everything a person has to have a cheshbin, bo cheshbin. Why am I doing this? I say, I need to shmooze right now. I need to let it out. And if not, so then you're stumbling about taifa. What are you talking for? Stam? You want to talk? What for? Ma matara? What's the purpose? So every time a person, Rabbeinu HaKadosh ate, not only did he eat, but he ate from the finest foods that were around. This is on Rebbe's table. The mamash had the best foods. But he said, everything was L'Shem Shemayim. I could raise my fingers up, and I could say, Shvuah L'Hashem. I never touched anything in that L'Shem Shemayim. Same thing with shmoozing. You could shmooze and shmooze and shmooze if it's L'Shem Shemayim. If it's for a matara. It's for a purpose. But not stam. The person has to realize that. So we have over here lots of things we have to talk about. What's the difference between kafakela and chibut hakever? So kafakela, the Shari Ora is a basic Kabbalah sefer, very basic. So we can discuss it a little bit. Kafakela, this is what the Shari Ora says. Inyan kafakela dimyun ha'even shezorkin oisay mikafakela mimokom lamokom. They're throwing it slingshot from one side to it's being thrown all over the place. Kain hanefesh. The nefesh is being thrown all over the place. So he says,
is it just the nefesh?
Just the nefesh. Oh, he says like this. Chibut hakever, what's really the focus? Which part of the person is really getting the einish? Would you say? In the kever. The goof. Kafakela. The neshama. The nefesh, right. So like this. When a person eats something he's not supposed to eat, or he does a bia that he's not supposed to, something like that, so then it's the goof. A person says something. The nefesh is the dibur. Over there, where was the pgam? It was in the nefesh. That's kafakela.
I said earlier from the Arizal that...
Arizal said earlier
that
speaking Dvarim B'Talim is worse than being Maitzi Zera Levatala.
Because the world was created with speech.
Because the world was created with speech. Goof is created with the Zera. Oilamas are created with Dibur. Neshamas are created with Dibur. Pilei Ployim. But you have to be careful. We just stop and talk like nothing. But
that means that Avera is worse than
Avera is worse. Arizal, I don't know. Our boy said there's two different types of Gehenim. There's a Gehenim Shal Eish, there's a Gehenim Shal Sheleg. Person goes to Gehenim for 12 months, 6 months Eish, six months Sheleg. What's Eish? Eish is when a person has a Taiva. He gets like a fire, it's like, that's a Taiva. It's like burning fire. Then he has to go to Gehenim Shal Eish. But sometimes a person's just not in the mood. I'm just not in the mood to learn right now. I'd rather just schmooze. That's a bittul mitzvah's essay. Aside from the bittul Torah, we're going to get to it, special Torah. That's Gehenim Shel Sheleg. Because you're like, you're just like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. That's Sheleg, it's cooled off. Those are the two Gehenims. One is Gehenim for where you're too excited about something, and the other one is you weren't excited enough. Alois asay and an asay. So he says, if a person is Efshu Lasek B'Torah, which is Gehenim Shel Sheleg. That's what a person has. He brings over here the Sefer HaCharedim. Oven Bittul Torah b'fnei atzma hu oven chomor shakol keneged kol haaveiros. The oven of Bittul Torah is a very, very big oven. B'chol ha'oisek Bechochmais umais oivde alilim. Bechlal dvarim betalim yechoshev. A person who's busy with secular knowledge. Bechen ha'isik bechochmais umais oivde alilim gilulim. Bechlal dvarim betalim. Le'inyin oven vital Torah. Moshe kasavte behilchos taim l'Torah. This is also, some people are busy with secular knowledge.
It's together, this talk, the Rambam and the Ramban are both doctors.
Oh, so he speaks about the Rambam and the Ramban on the bottom. So he speaks about it over there. He says.
He says,
Bein ledaber, bein leshmaya. Ki b'chol eis she'eino eisek b'parnasosoi chayv lasek b'toyer b'chol eis she'ef shelo. Any second, the person has to be learning. People make a mistake. They think that he's a balabos. Mati, people think they're balabos. I have to learn. I learn an hour in the morning, an hour at night. Yeah, it's a zayin. That's it. You know, he's like a big tzaddik. He learns for 2 hours in the morning. It's nesh lazeh. Every single second that you're not working, you have to be learning. It doesn't make a difference if you're a balabos, a young man on koilo, anything. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's very few people doing that. Guess what? There's a lot of room in Kafakela for everybody. Okay, let's try to finish the parak. So now he's going to speak about the Rambam over here. I don't think, I don't know if inside he speaks about it, but we have over here. Here goes. One thing is Tumas Devarim Betalim is I'm just talking about nothing, the weather, stupidity. But then there's something who's busy with the Chochmas Umas Ha'ilam, with all their philosophy, with all their stuff. That's worse. She'eino malbish umetame rak amidois miyusayit haruach ha'kodesh she'ben nafsho eloikis betumas klipas noyge betvarim betalim. Politics. Any idiot can talk about politics. Okay, that's not coming from anywhere. That's really what he's saying. That's pagam halev. A lot of times people talk like they talk from their heart. It's just saying whatever is on their heart. Here he's being poigim the moyach. All these chachmas, he says, these are called shivrei kelim. Really, all chachma is all really just. It really comes from the Torah. It's what somehow we didn't manage to pull together. It's shviras kelim. It's like it's broken pieces. Mibechinas achoraim shel chochma de kedusha. So this is a pella. Every chochma from Umas Olam. Where is the shayrish really? Chochma sa Torah. But it's achoraim. It doesn't look like that. It's like fell off the table. You can't even see where it's from. Kiyadu al yodei chen. Those that know chochma sa nistar. Chen is chochma sa nistar. Now it's a big problem. Elo im kain, he's going to bring it right now. Oisa oisam kardum lachtor lachtoich bahen. Dahainu kedei lesparneis mehem lerevach l'avod Hashem. He does it in order to make parnasa. Oshodi leshtamish bim avodas Hashem l'torasav. He's the time of the Rambam Ramban. Siaton she'asku bahen. The Rambam Ramban both they were busy with this. One of two reasons: either for parnasa, fine. Another reason is if you're using it in order. For Avodis Hashem, the same way a person can eat something and use it to serve Hashem, the same way a person can shmooze about nothing just to be able to clear his mind for Avodis Hashem, a person can learn Chachma and use it for Avodis Hashem. You can do that, but a lot of times people feel they have to be cultured, sophisticated, blah blah blah, shma, wow, they're going, want to get another, want to get their PhD, they want to get their master's, they want to get another, what for? It makes them feel good, whatever it is. That's being poigim in the moyach. So basically what it boils down to is what we're saying is that the person has to understand that everything we do in this world is either a mitzvah or an avera. Period. There's no such thing as a mitzvah. Either you're going to choose, even in the realm of reshus, to use something for kedusha, or you're feeding the koyach of taiva in your guf. That's a person. Now, even if sometimes a person feeds the koyach of taiva, he can offset that by afterwards learning and davening. He still he'll leave some sort of film, chibat hakever or kafakela, whatever it might be. But it doesn't. It's not iser. It's not stuck there. His ruchnius will still be able to continue to move forward and build him and elevate him. But lemaisa, nothing should be taken for granted. Every moment. Every breath is a matana. It's supposed to be used for davar shebekdusha. Okay, everybody said we have some l'chaim for a little bit. Only brought up not for Taiva, only because enjoy bed. Thanks for coming.